May it be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. In Jesus' name. You know, our battle that Christians fight, this is our real cosmic battle. This is what's going on, no matter what it looks like in our daily struggle. The battle for 2,000 years, and actually before that, with us, is always law versus grace, right? Because the grace of God sets you free. Law keeps you in bondage, okay? So it's a freedom against bondage. So in some way, and Paul had to deal with that in a lot of the churches he wrote letters to, these people who had been set free and spirit-filled, and Jesus was real to them, and all of a sudden these people, what we call Judaizers, who were believers, but they still kept the law, would come in and confuse everything and say, you have to be circumcised or you have to keep the law. It just confused people. But behind it was an enemy trying to steal their freedom, okay? Because, of course, he doesn't want us to be free people, right? So in the book of Galatians, that's what Paul, the reason he wrote to them, because they started off real well. They kind of got off track, and he went to get them back on track again. So that's just kind of in a nutshell. Read a couple of verses in chapter 3. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified, the only thing I want to find out from you is, did you receive the Holy Spirit by the works of the law, by doing something, or did you just receive it by the hearing of faith? You heard about it and thought, that is really cool. I want it, and I receive it. Okay, that's how simple it is. Are you so foolish, having begun your Christian life by the Holy Spirit, are you now trying to be perfected by your flesh? And, of course, he knew the answer to that. He was just trying to get them to realize it. And did you suffer so many things in vain? So he who provides you with the Holy Spirit and works these works of powers among you, do it by the works of the law, or does he do it by the hearing of faith? And of course, we know the hearing of faith. But actually, then he brings Abraham into that. We don't have time to go through all that. And actually, it started way back when Abraham tried to get things, you know, make the promises of God happen. And Ishmael was born. And there's a scripture, one little small scripture that said, when Isaac was born, Ishmael was there mocking, right? And he said, so it is today. Those who are devoid of the Holy Spirit mock those who live and walk by the power of the Spirit. Don't we see that in our Christian culture? Those who are supposedly spirit-filled, or the churches that's really on fire, they're the weird ones, right? Stay away from them. I always tell people, when you go into a new place, find out the church that's causing the most problems and go there. Because that's where the Spirit of God is moving, all right? We have heard more goofy stories about what we do here. You just wouldn't believe, you know. That's the battle, right? Stay away. They're weird. But it's normal, see, right? Not like with me with these glasses. This is not normal. Right? But this is just this is all prophetic sign here. Which leads me to chapter 5 of Galatians, which is some really good. We just don't have time for all of this. It was for freedom that Christ set you free. In order to experience freedom. That's a good scripture. Keep standing firm, because your freedom's going to be under attack. All right? Don't be subject again to a yoke of slavery, which happens through the law, trying to gain God's approval through keeping stuff, right? Then again he says, verse 13, you were called to freedom. Don't turn our freedom into opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Really good stuff. Then he says in verse 16, that's where we'll pick up. But I say, if you walk by the Spirit, you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. In other words, that word walk there is to conduct your life by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. So our Christian lives are to be conducted. That means just really means everything around you is to be like electrified with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay? That's how we're supposed to live our lives, right? And so he brings this thing up in verse 17, for the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, Holy Spirit, you're not under law. Okay? And that word led there means not just to follow someone, but actually someone taking you by the hand and saying, let's go, like you would a child. That's what the Holy Spirit does to us, right? Grabs us by the hand. Now, the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, all those have with a sexual nature to all that, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, which is just kind of hatred and against each other, strife, quarreling, bickering, disputes, strife, jealousies, outbursts of anger, disputes, which is just ambition, rivalry between people, dissensions, standing apart, dividing yourself against one another, separating yourself, dissensions, factions, separated by I'm right, you're wrong, envying, we just don't have time to do all these, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things won't experience in your life the kingdom of God, right? Won't keep you out of it, because a lot of this, right, we're all guilty of. And then he goes on, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, all these cool things, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified this flesh with its passions and desires. But if we live, here we go, if we live by the Spirit, or if you were made alive because of the Holy Spirit, when you came to know Jesus, you were made alive by the Holy Spirit. Let us therefore now walk by the Spirit. That means to get in line with Him. Remember, one was He grabs you by the hand. Two was, is like a military rank, where you're in rank, you're in line, you're in file, and now you're walking by this power of the Spirit. And in context here, what He's talking about is our daily battle. Because what you deal with, and I deal with, 95% of the time is your fallen humanity, your flesh, right? This flesh was infected by sin. You can see sin, the law of sin within our members, Romans chapter 7 talks about that, is like a cancer, okay? That has spread throughout your whole, affecting your desires, your choices, your emotions, everything that your flesh is made up of. Flesh in itself is not bad, but it's like the mind, emotions, and will of a man, okay? But this is the flesh that has been infected by sin, right? And it sets its desire against the Spirit, right? It pulls. If you haven't known that about yourself yet, then you're dead, right? That we have a faith. It has a pull to us, doesn't it? All these things we've talked about, just that they're, you know, all everything falls up under this. So we're to live our lives just like he was telling the Galatians, letting the Holy Spirit put these things to death in us, okay? Making what happened to us on the cross real in my experience. That's the job of the Holy Spirit, right? I live by Him, right? I've started this journey with Him, filled with the Holy Spirit. I now am led by the Holy Spirit. He grabs me by the hand, right? Faithful to that. And I get in line with what the Holy Spirit is doing, okay? And when I start trying to war, like they did, thinking that I can just muster up this, whatever I need to fight against, whatever. Anger, lust, greed, whatever. You're just not going to last very long, right? Because it's a spiritual battle that's already been won, but now you're having to so depend on that, but depend on the Holy Spirit to begin to do this, right? That's the battle, y'all, okay? And there's this real, the Lord is just stirring in my heart, my own heart, and just reminding me of my need for Him, my need for the Holy Spirit, my need to call on Him, to be led by Him, to be empowered by Him constantly, right? That's why the enemy has attacked the church so much, that you just don't hear much about the Holy Spirit being taught, when that's the very ingredient that you need. And isn't that like the enemy? To get us so focused on, you know, whatever doctrine or whatever, that we miss the power. That's what changed my life as a Christian. I was miserable as a believer. Not as an unbeliever, I just didn't know anything, right? My misery came in as a Christian trying to do it, but I just couldn't. Until I met a person who actually already lived within me, and it was the Holy Spirit. And then I had someone lay hands on me and pray this little crazy prayer, God, Lord Jesus, just fill him with the Holy Spirit. Totally changed my life from then on. I was ostracized by the denomination I was in and had been ordained by, and my family, because I was now crazy, and I was one of those, when it was absolutely normal. It was normal. It was the normal, right? It's like me with those pink glasses on. All of a sudden, you know, I was different and weird. But now, almost 30 years later, I've had a chance to almost pray for all of them, okay? Because people are attracted to life, aren't they? And this is all about life. And I thought that's so cool, Lord, every day, that what we have to battle with is our flesh. You've already empowered, you've already overcome. And you hear things like, with the flesh and the spirit's the one you feed the most. Nah, that's not true. Right? I don't have to feed the Holy Spirit for the Holy Spirit to overcome my flesh. He already has. I just have to get in line with it. Right? Oh, there's so much more I could say right now. Anyway, time's sake. I actually dropped your glasses too. They didn't break. Anyway, if you hadn't been filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to. It's not real complicated. Because if you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit. And He just wants to be released within you. Right? Jesus said that if you ask, He'll do it. It's really that simple. If you ask the Holy Spirit, He'll do it. Amen? So, wondering why you've been struggling so bad? Because you've been doing it on your own. And you haven't been trusting the power within and without and all around you and the Spirit of God. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.